We're beginning the Netivot Shalom on Parshat Toledot, and our subject is Parshat HaBeirot. The subject is the wells that Isaac dug. Hinei beparshatenu ma'aricha Torteinu HaKdoshah b'inyan HaBeirot shechaferu ha'avot hakdoshim. In our Parsha, the Torah goes to great length describing the wells that the patriarchs dug. V'chol ha'beirot shechaferu avdei aviv b'imei Avraham aviv sitmu plishtim v'imalu mafar. So the Torah tells us, all the wells that were dug in the days of Abraham, his father, the Philistines filled in, they filled it with earth. And then the Torah describes how Isaac redug those same wells. And then the Torah tells you about three wells that he dug, Esek, Sitna, and Rehovot. The first two, there was arguments over, and finally the third, there was breath. Now God has given us breath and we're flourishing in the land. And then you see later on, the Torah records how the servants come and tell Isaac about the well that they dug. And they tell him, look, we found water. And he names that well Shiva. So the city is named Be'er Sheva. And Nachmanides already comments on this. Al asher yisaper katuv yarich binyan ha-beirot. The verse seems to go to great lengths describing the wells. Ven b'pshutei ha-sipur to'elet. And at first glance, when you read the simple story, there's no benefit. What difference does it make? She'tzarich lever ma ba'a Torah kdosha lelamed lanu b'zeh. So we have to understand, what's the Holy Torah coming to teach us when it goes to such lengths talking about the wells? U'vetzem ha-davar tzich bi'ur. And really, the point itself needs clarification. When we look at the servants of Avimelech, the Philistines, so they represent the alternate forces in the world. What were they fighting so much over the wells? We find the first well that Abraham digs, that Avram rebukes Avimelech over the well that his servant stole. So what? Why? Why were they making such a fuss over it? And then we reach a point which really is difficult. The Philistines actually refill the wells. They fill them with dirt. And then the Torah records about how they were fighting over new wells that Isaac dug. So what's the big deal when it comes to the wells that you see the other forces in the world are fighting them? Why? We also have to understand, why does the Torah say that this is why the city is called Be'er Sheva? Years earlier, the Torah tells us it was named Be'er Sheva, not because of the Sheva, but rather because of the Shvua, that's where they both took a vow. So why by Avram does it say it was named Be'er Sheva, but it doesn't say till today? By Isaac it says, that's why the city was named Be'er Sheva, till today. And even the name Be'er Sheva, some want to say, goes back on the vow and pact that was between Isaac and Avimelech. Omnam perush ze kasheh, the interpretation seems difficult, because there seems to be a pause in between. It says Isaac sent them off, they went in peace, and then the Torah seemingly starts a new topic. The servants come and tell them about the well they dug. So the Torah seems to say that the idea of the name Be'er Sheva has nothing to do with the Shvua, with the vow with Avimelech. So the Sephorno says that was the seventh well. Abraham dug three wells. The term all the wells, so the word all, must indicate a minimum of three. And we see Isaac dug another three. So this was the final seventh well. That's why it's called the seventh well. So the city is also named Be'er Sheva, the seventh well. Big deal. Why? Shev Shava Bekamatz Tachat Hashin Mishon Shvuah. That's why Abraham names it Be'er Shava from the term Shvuah, Shava. And over here it says Be'er Sheva with a Segal from the number Sheva. V'adayin tzarich bi'ur lefi zeh ma mashmut ha'miyuched shel Be'er HaShvi'it. So again, why? Who cares that it's the seventh well? The Bisham Avram Kara Makom Be'er Sheva al Shema Me'ora Kisham Nishbu Shneim. I understand Abraham names it Be'er Sheva on the vow. Okay? Ach ma miyuched b'chafirat ha'Be'er HaShvi'it. What's important about the seventh digging of a well? Shedavka b'Shvi'it Kara al Shmat Shema'ir. You name the whole city Be'er Sheva because this was my seventh well. Why? Umadu alo karu gam et ha'Be'erot ha'Kodmim al Shem Yisparam. Why didn't you count the first one? Call it Be'er Rishon. You should have a city Be'er Rishon, Be'er Sheni, Be'er Shlishi, and then you'll have a Be'er Sheva, right? You don't find that?
Was that where the seventh floor was?
Correct. The mashma mikol zeh shaita zo b'sora tova miyuchedet ba'Be'er HaShvi'it. So it seems there was a special good tiding with the digging of the seventh well. The yesh leve'er ha'inyan. So now we have to explain as follows. Dine olam ha'tikun itchil ma'Avraham Avinu. The world started moving forward in the correct direction, what's called olam ha'tikun. The idea of fixing the world, that begins with Abraham. We have another six shepherds. There are seven shepherds in Jewish history. The first is Avram. And the next six shepherds are going to propel the world forward. So when it comes to propelling the world forward, we have 7 days to build in this world. We have 6 days of activity that propels the world forward, and the seventh day of rest, which is also a form of creation. Every day has its aspects, every day has the concepts and the things that have to be fixed in that day. So Avram begins. Avram corresponds to the first day of propelling the world forward. The wells of Avram correspond to the ideas, the sources that one can draw holiness from. וגימל הבארות שחפר הם הגימל מקורות יניקה דקדושה כנגד גיל ימים הראשונים שנה שבוע. So the first three wells that he's digging represent three sources where one could nurse from, could nurse holiness from those three sources corresponding to the first 3 days of the week. וזה העניין שמיד קמו עליהם כוחות הסתרה אחר. And because the wells represented more than just water, if we want to take this on a simplistic path, we could say that where Avram drew a well, he set up an academy. We know that the wells were places that people would gather. He didn't just draw a well. Wherever there was a well, there was an academy that stressed a different point in moving the world forward and teaching. So automatically you find the Philistines are antsy to stuff up those wells to make problems. They wanted to steal these sources, these places that would be a source of nursing holiness. You see, Avram takes the king to task and says, what are your servants stealing my wells for? You see that right away when Avram passes from the world, the Philistines are quick to fill up his wells. You see, Yitzchak goes back and redigs those wells. So Yitzchak has to first reestablish the three wells that are going to be three sources to correspond to the three first days of the week. He has to dig another three wells. So the work Megaleh Amukot, that's a Kabbalistic work. He says these final three wells correspond to the final 3 days preceding Shabbos. And that's because Yitzchak is continuing the work of his father. Yitzchak had to do his role corresponding to the next 3 days of the week. Then the servants come and tell him, we dug another well. So that seventh well corresponds to the holy Shabbos. So now he says, okay, now we've reached where we had to. So he names the well seven. Al ken shemeir be'er sheva. That's why the city is named the seventh well. Al shema shabbat kodesh. Haber HaShvi'it. It corresponds to the seventh day, to the Holy Shabbos. She'amikor ha'ikari l'kol shesh taberot. That in truth, all six wells nurse from that well. She'mimena shofat ha'inika l'kol ha'berot. K'modita b'zohar ha'kadosh, that's what the Holy Zohar writes. Kol berchan dileila v'tata b'yom ha'shvi'ah talyan. All blessings from above and below are contingent on the seventh day. Scary thought. Spend the seventh day. You guys know what a donut is? You know, you don't know what a donut is. Good, you shouldn't know what a donut is. When I was in yeshiva, they used to call it a donut. When you'd go to bed at 7 o'clock at night and wake up at 7 o'clock the next night. 24 hours, around the clock. So they'd call it a donut. So you shouldn't know from such things, but some people make Shabbos into a donut. So what's your Shabbos like? You have a day which can impact the whole week, and what do you do with it? That's why the seventh well is specifically named after the number. The Talmud shows us from many places in the Torah that God loves the number seven. He chooses to dwell in the seventh heaven. He chose the seventh day, the seventh year, the seventh descendant. David is the seventh descendant. It corresponds to the Shabbos, as the verse says, all the flocks used to water their sheep from that well. The strength of Israel is from the holy Shabbos. There's a famous saying, more than Israel watches over Shabbos, Shabbos watches over Israel. That's why the verse says that by Yitzchak, that was the name of the well till today. It doesn't say that by Avram. By Avram, it was named after the vow. The vow was a temporary thing. That vow, it doesn't remain till today. Yitzchak names the well after Shabbos. Shabbos is where the six wells draw from. The 6 days. And that's a strength that's around till today. Based on what we explained, we could also understand the verse. What does it say? The servants of Isaac came and said to him about the well they had dug. They said, we found water. You don't find about any other well, they come and say, we found water. Why does the verse say here, on the seventh well, they came and said, we found water? Based on what we explained, that the seventh well corresponds to the holy Shabbos, which is the source of all blessings. That's why they were so happy. They said, we found water. That's the idea. We found the seventh. The seventh is going to correspond to Shabbos, where all blessings come from here. That's why the Torah goes to length describing the wells. The wells represent concepts which the forefathers taught in this world that are still around. Those wells represent blessings and concepts that we still nurse from, that the holiness can still be nursed from them till the end of time. And that's why you find the nations kept fighting them. They knew that everyone would end up nursing from those wells. And again, the explanation we gave fits very well. You find in last week's parasha, where does Eliezer meet all the girls? Out by the well. That was the common place where everyone met. So if Avram is setting up a place that's going to be a source of his teaching, the best place to do it is by the wells. It's like you guys, some of you know the Barnes & Nobles, right? Where you buy the coffee, you sit down and read the book. You want to buy advertising space, that's a good place to buy advertising space. That's where you're going to get ideas across. Based on this, we can understand why revolving around all the wells there were fights, aside from the sixth, that was named Rehovot. Abraham says, now we have breath, we will flourish. Mishum shebeir zoi keneged amida shishit, midat yisod. So here it goes into a Kabbalistic concept. I can't explain any of this. And we'll finish. We'll skip to the last paragraph. We'll skip the end of this paragraph because I don't know how to translate any of this. ועוד מרומז במה שרק יצחק נאמר עד היום הזה ולא אצל אברהם וכן מה שמצינו שאת הבארות של אברהם סתמו פלשתים ולא של יצחק כי מידתו של יצחק היא מידת היראה ששורשה היא מידת הגבורה. Again, it goes into a Kabbalistic concept. Okay, I'll translate it, but don't ask me questions about it. The strength of Yitzchak is the idea of yira, fear, bravery. And fear and bravery these are ideas that a person has to toil to attain. Both aspects. To be a God-fearing person doesn't come easy. The easiest thing is to say he's not around. I'm going to do what I want. The idea of being a God-fearing person is something that has to be conquered, just as bravery has to be conquered. It takes a bravery to stand up to your fears. It takes a bravery to be a God-fearing person. Both of them require bravery, an internal strength, an internal fortitude. And Yitzchak is representative of that. And being that these are concepts that require a person's toil, anything you work hard to attain remains even after you leave the world. Things that a person works for, they stay. King David said it about his learning. Af chochmati amdali. The Torah I had to work to understand stayed with me. The stuff that I understood easily, easy come, easy go. So he says the same thing with the Midah of Yira, and that's why it says that the sixth well, which corresponded to that, that's still around till today. So.